Pete Davidson jokes about Louis C.K. dying after he mocked Parkland shooting survivors. By Justin Caruso on January 1, 2019. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson joined the left-wing backlash against Louis C.K. during a stand-up set Monday, joking about the comedian's death on stage. According to Deadline, Pete Davidson said that he should get a Louis C.K. tattoo because he'd recently gotten tattoos of people who died soon after. "I got a Harry Potter tattoo," he began. "Then the next day Alan Rickman, the guy who played Snape, died. And I was like, oh, what a weird coincidence. Strange enough," he went on, "then I got a Willy Wonka tattoo. Next day, Gene Wilder dies. Now I'm like, all right, that's a coincidence, that's weird. So I'm thinking of getting a tattoo of Louis C.K., what do you guys think?" Davidson continued, "That joke used to be about Aziz Ansari, but Aziz has been nice to me recently." This comes after many on the social justice left went after Louis C.K. for his jokes about non-binary people, and the survivors of the Parkland shooting. "Young people are just boring. Fucking telling, you shouldn't say that. What are you, an old lady? What are you fucking doing? Yeah, that's not appropriate. Fuck you. You're a child. Why aren't you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots? They're like royalty, they tell you what to call them. You should address me as they slash them, because I identify as gender neutral," the Louis star said. "Oh, okay. Okay. You should address me as there, because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's cunt." Louis C.K. was once a favorite for liberal comedy fans but fell from grace in 2017 after admitting to masturbating in front of multiple women. Since then, he took a break from the spotlight, but has attempted to return to comedy since by performing at small private venues. Davidson, meanwhile, had a wild 2018. Getting engaged to, then later getting dumped by pop superstar Ariana Grande. He has also been public about his mental health struggles, publicly sharing his suicidal tendencies with his Instagram followers in December, leading to the NYPD reaching out to him to do a wellness check. Davidson previously used his social media presence in December to say, "I just want you guys to know. No matter how hard the internet or anyone else tries to make me kill myself, I won't. I'm upset I even have to say this. To all those holding me down and seeing this for what it is, I see you and I love you." The 25-year-old star and his Hillary Clinton tattoo also got into some hot water in November after he mocked Texas Rep. Elect Dan Crenshaw, an Afghanistan veteran who lost an eye in combat. The next week, Crenshaw appeared on SNL alongside Davidson to squash the beef. "There's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and the right can still agree on some things, but also this: Americans can forgive one another. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other. This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran," Crenshaw said.